31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern, top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via cfrc.ca.
It is 6 o'clock, and you are tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM. Ani Nichkimenk, Doug Farquhar, Dijnikaz, Minwa Sean Story, Esna Minwa, and Ishnabi Neweywin. And Sean, it is winter time, and it's Christmas time. So there's snow on the ground for most people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most.
Yeah. Possibly.
So we're gonna have a little fun with this. Plus, we're getting close to the end of our funding drive. It ends the last day of December, 2024.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I want to thank all the people who are Aboriginal Voices listeners here at CFRC, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Thank you very much for supporting CFRC. It has been our world, yours and mine, since 1994. So it's and we do appreciate everybody's support to Aboriginal Voices as well as to CFRC. The money doesn't come to me and it doesn't come to Sean. It comes just into the pot for CFRC. And this year they're looking to do more for doing bands and doing remote recordings. So that's what we're looking for right now, to increase the funds for building up our equipment. And mm-hmm. this digital world mm-hmm. is quite amazing. So, yeah. So your support, just go to cfrc.ca, click on the donate button, and they give you all the directions and the information. It's kind of fun, you know, over the years. What's it been like for you doing radio here at CFRC?
Oh, it has been fun. I'm not sure fun is the right word.
It's been informative.
Certainly has been informative. Yeah. At times, hectic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good time.
Look, I'm just thinking about all the people that we've met over the years who have either contributed to the Aboriginal Voices here, the show itself, or who have been in the news since we've been able to talk about them. So, yeah, you brought in people years ago. And actually, the one that reminds me is the November one when we had I don't know if it was your cousin but somebody from Tyendinaga came in his uniform. Because mm-hmm. he was with the Canadian military, and we had George Robbins, who is a veteran of the Canadian military. Now George was working on a project for the Diabetes Association, and he came to the show to give us information and stories that deal with diabetes and how that can help. But the two of them got talking, and it was you and I could just sit back and watch, and it was so amazing to have that happen for us in our studio here at CFRC.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And no, not a cousin, so to speak. It was I would say a neighbor up the road.
Okay, yeah. You know, and the other one that comes to mind too quickly is the night that you and I went over to a lecture in Jeffrey Hall here on Queen's campus, and the guest speaker was Mary Mae Simon, and she was in charge of the Circumpolar Conference. And
Do
you remember that? It was a cool evening, I think. It wasn't freezing cold, but it was cool. But the room was filled, the lecture theater. And Mary Simon came in and she talked to us very briefly to say, we're going to go over to your station after the lecture and we'll talk. And I'll give you an interview then. And so you and I, nervous. I don't know if you were nervous. I was. You know, here is a very prominent figure, leading figure, and she's going to talk to us. That was neat. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that when we were there at, I guess, Jeffrey Hall, we're in seating.
Yeah.
And she was there in seating, and we did talk to her there. But quickly after that, she had to leave, either a sickness or a death in the family.
Yeah, that was, but it,
in
but
her it, family.
That's right, but that was important. Important enough for us to say thank you very much. We'll talk later. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she did stop on her way out because we were sitting on the aisle and just said to us, "I'm sorry, I can't do it. I have to go. There's been a death in the family." And yeah, you're right. That was hard, difficult.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
It happens. Now, I understand that she may also now be the... The king's representation here.
She is the governor general, yes.
That's the one, governor general.
Yeah.
So it is the same one?
Same
but
person.
But she dropped the Simon, I don't remember.
No, she, Mary Simon.
Oh, she dropped the May.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not sure.
So I had wondered if it was the same person.
The same person, yes. Yeah. It's amazing, you know. There she is, governor general of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in 2025, you and I could go for a visit to Ottawa.
Yeah.
Well, we'll skate on the canal, if nothing else.
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe we will.
I have an extra helmet, if you want. I wear a helmet when I skate on the canal, because you never know when you're going to hit one of those rough parts on the outdoor ice. But anyway. Anyone else that comes to mind quickly for you about the guests at CFRC?
Not a one.
A lot of musicians. A number of authors.
Yeah.
A number of authors. Mm-hmm. You had a playwright, I think, that did...
that was Drew Hayden Taylor.
There you go, yeah. He was interesting. He was funny, you know. He's funny like sometimes you and I get funny.
Well, I wouldn't say he's that funny.
Oh, okay. He's like me then, not that funny. Just anyway.
He might write funny.
Uh huh.
But. And, you know, he's certainly jovial, but I don't know that I would refer to him as being a funny
guy. He's not a stand-up comedian on stage, then. No. All right. But he's a good writer.
And, yeah, definitely.
He's and a good organizer, too, apparently. Mm-hmm. I've met people who've been in I forget what it was called in Toronto, where he was in charge of it. Indigenous.
I believe he was part of the Native Earth Performing Arts.
That's it. Thank you. And people said he was very good in that role. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, that you made me think about is the number of people that we did have, but we had kids, you know, who have come in, kids, meaning high school kids and late elementary school students, to be part of the show. And that's always been of interest for me to watch how they interact when they come to the radio station, because it's all brand new to them. Mm-hmm. On one side, but they take to it so quickly. More so than some of the university students who come and spend time with us. Takes them a little longer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
anyway, you know, this has been an interesting run. So that's, I just wanted to mention that because people who are listening to the radio and talking with us here at Aboriginal Voices, we just want to remind you that our funding drive is on and right through to the 31st of December, 2024. And we appreciate if you would go to cfrc.ca, click on the donate button, and then you'll find all the information about donating. Okay, Sean, I have a couple of things we're going to talk about in a little while, but first some music. Would you like some brand new music?
Sure.
Okay. I was sent this early December, and we'll play it. Mike Byrne. Okay. Cool. He's from the East Coast. Tell you more about it in a few minutes.
Okay.
I fell into your dreams, looked into the light in your eyes. I am watching you, floating across the evening sky, and I smile, start dancing, oh. When I fell from the stars, you caught me with your heart. We are the stars, we sing with our light. We are the birds, we fly high over the sky. And I know it's time to close my eyes. I'll let the silence carry me through. Our light is a voice for the spirits of choice. Come home to the stars. You got me with your heart. We are the stars, we sing with our light. We are the birds, we fly.
Well, there you go, Sean. That was a song by Mike Byrne and called "We Are the Stars." And you know, songwriters, you know, find inspirations in many places at any time. And some of the folk rock musicians, like Mike Byrne, you know, he was at a yard sale and he did a discovery as a seed to, you know, to kind of fuel his new song that he called "We Are the Stars." It's a beautiful ballad, I thought. That I don't know how you felt about it, but it sure, you know, goes with new world information and you know, and that song actually appears on Indigenous Music Countdown charts. Do you want to know where he's from?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping you would tell where he's from, but he's actually from native of the Tobique First Nation in New Brunswick. Maliseet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he found, actually what happened was he found an old poem book, a book of poetry that he found at a yard sale called Algonquin Legends. And this is what he says, quote, in the book, it has myths and folklore of the Wabanaki people. In the 1800s, all these songs and stories were collected. The poem, We Are the Stars, stood out to me. And I loved it so much I wanted to incorporate it my style of music, unquote. So that's what Mike Byrne said. And, you know, can you imagine finding a book that's from the 1800s, you know, at a book sale? I guess a yard sale. Do you go to many yard sales?
Not really.
No?
No. No.
Okay. I was just wondering about the poem, you know. The Wabanaki is a term that, you know, we hear from sort of northwestern New Brunswick and into Maine. And today there's a group called Abenaki in Sorel. And so I was looking the other day to see about this, and he is connected with that group. So they're on the south shore of Lake or the St. Lawrence River, from Sorel, Quebec, which is sort of it's east of Montreal, and it goes through the mountains and over the mountains into New Hampshire, Maine, and New Brunswick. So not bad. So one of the things that Mike Byrne did say is, in creating this, he said, quote, when you pass on to the other side, we have to go through a fire. And as we do, the same when we are born. And when we look up at the stars, we see our past and future, our loved ones that passed and future generations that still haven't been born, unquote.
Mm.
And so that's part of what he talked about. So We Are the Stars is the timeless campfire-esque song, a sing-along ballad that he did. So actually, you know what? He's kind of like a singer like William Prince, who's from Manitoba. You know, similar style, eh? Yeah. Anyway, people might like to look up Mike Byrne. Byrne is B-E-R-N, and we were sent that from Eric Appler, and so we appreciate that and the music that went with it. Okay, how was that? Good?
Sounds good.
You like this new music, do you? I got another song for you. It'll be after this sort of piece that was put together recently, because it back in early November, late October, early November. You remember the conversation that we had with about the Mississauga in this area, and it was Ralph Boston who wrote an article about the history of the Mississauga. And in it, Ralph was talking about the ice ages. And so I got another article. Well, this is a note written by some folks who were talking about the history of the people in the area around Big Rideau Lake. Do you know where that is? Just north of us? Westport area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that would be north, sort of northeast of where Ralph was talking about with the people that he talked about. But from the conversation, we're going to do a pretty short two-person conversation about the history of the people up to 1700 in the Big Rideau Lake area. So, and that probably goes back to the Ice Age as well. And then after that, we're going to have Asanabi, and he's going to sing We Were Here. So, you ready for that?
Yeah.
Good.
All right, everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about something pretty cool.
Okay.
We're going way back.
Right.
Before the 1700s to the Big Rideau Lake region.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's really interesting because
yeah.
we only have this one tiny fragment.
Okay.
From this document. I think it's called Human History Pre-1700s Big Rideau Lake Association. Something, something.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So we're going to be looking at this tiny piece and trying to, like, you know, extrapolate what we can from the region.
Yeah. It's amazing how just these little snippets can really spark a lot of curiosity.
Yeah, exactly. And it starts with this date, June 28th.
Okay.
Of who knows what year.
Right.
It really makes you wonder what could have happened
yeah.
on that day that was so important to get recorded.
That they felt the need to write it down.
Yeah, like what was going on.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, it's like a tiny window into the past, but we don't know what's outside the window.
Right, like what was going on outside that window.
Exactly.
So how do historians even begin to figure this stuff out?
Well, you know, pre-1700s history, especially in this region, can be very difficult because records are so scarce.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we mostly have to rely on things like oral histories
oh.
or archaeological finds.
Wow.
A single date like this could be anything. It could be a birth, a death,
mm-hmm.
a treaty signing, a feast, maybe even just a natural event that occurred.
Oh, wow. So how do they, I mean, is there any way to figure out what year it was?
Well, sometimes
right.
they can look for clues in the document itself, like right. the handwriting style or the type of ink or paper used, or even the language.
Okay.
And they'll try to cross-reference it with other historical records or maybe archaeological data.
Okay.
For example, we know that the Algonquin people were active in the Big Rideau Lake region long before the 1700s.
Right.
So maybe this date could connect to their seasonal movements or how they gathered resources.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So June 28th could be tied to like...
Yeah.
a fishing camp or
exactly.
a wild rice harvest.
Yeah, things like that.
That's really cool.
It helps us understand the people a bit better.
Yeah, it's starting to feel a little bit more real now, not just some abstract date.
Right.
And what about the landscape back then?
Yeah, so many people think of pre-colonial North America as this untouched wilderness, but that's not accurate at all. Indigenous people were actively shaping the environment. For centuries, they used controlled burns to manage the forests. They had agriculture and they built settlements. All of that was happening long before Europeans came.
So this date could represent like
yeah.
a snapshot into their relationship with the land.
Exactly.
It's like we can picture them going about their lives on that June day, completely unaware that hundreds of years later, we'd be sitting here
right.
talking about it.
It's pretty wild.
I know.
It really emphasizes just how deep the history is. This region wasn't just a blank slate. Before the 1700s, it was already filled with human activity and culture and tradition. And this one date helps us understand that a little bit better.
Yeah. And all of the stories that are probably lost to time.
Sadly, yeah.
It really makes you think about how many other June 28ths are out there? Like all these hidden clues.
Absolutely.
To these untold stories.
That's the beauty of history, right? It's full of these mysteries that are just waiting to be uncovered.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe someone listening right now will get inspired and do some digging of their own.
Yeah.
There's so much we still don't know about the past, even in the places that we think we know well.
I love that. So to everyone listening, think about the places you call home. What hidden clues might be out there? What stories are waiting to be told?
That's a great question to think about.
All right. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.
See you next time.
They say that we can reconcile it. Put it in the past. They say that we can reconcile it. What if I can't? See my blood. Does it feel like we're on the edge, staring down a certain day?
Hi, this is Chelsea.
And this is Yayi, and we are Twin Flames.
You're listening to our new single, Just Like a Ghost.
Could my hand watch me bleed? Jump through a photograph, make believe. You said I'm sorry when I needed it most. Show up in my dreams just like a ghost.
Just you're trying to cut down our roots.
Oh, when they cut my hair, I said they tried to cut down my roots.
Won't even let me speak my words. Oh, they're trying to take that too.
Indigenous voices and celebrating Indigenous culture. This is A Day to Listen 2022 in partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund.
I'm Kaylee Cardinal, and this is A Day to Listen. Thanks for being with us on National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. As you know, we're amplifying Indigenous voices, stories, and art today. You may have heard his beautiful poem earlier, but Elder Dr. Duke Redbird joins us again with some guidance on how we can better connect to Mother Earth.
People ask me what they can do in order to reconnect with Mother Earth. What they can do is take off their shoes and socks and walk on the earth. What they can do is sit under a tree for a few minutes and be amazed at the fact that a tree is even there and that those leaves that are on that tree are providing the oxygen that's given us life every second of our day. What we can do is splash water on our face and realize that without that liquid and without that beautiful water that was delivered to us, there would be no blood in our veins, or 70% of our body would not have the moisture necessary. We have to be, when the rain starts to fall, we have to look at it as what some people would call manna from heaven, life-giving. It's not interrupting our holiday because it rained today. It's not causing us to have to go and purchase a raincoat and rubber boots because it rained. You know, there is something missing in the way we think about what is happening in our day-to-day life. When we get out of bed and we take that first breath consciously in the morning, we've been breathing all night. The Mother Earth hasn't let us down. We're here. The sky is there. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. What I want everyone to realize is that Turtle Island, and that portion of Turtle Island that we live in, called Canada, is the second largest landmass on Earth. We have over 3 million freshwater lakes. That means there's approximately one lake for every 10 or 12 people. Freshwater lakes in this land we call Canada. We have resources beyond our imagination. It's time that we started to take care of the birthright that we have to live in this northern part of Turtle Island, because the opportunities are unbelievable to be the one country on earth that can bring an indigenous lens to the most important features of the future. And that right now we live in a world that puts profit over people and then purpose after people and then the planet at the end. The indigenous way is to put Mother Earth first, then purpose, and then people, and then profit. If there is any to be made, that's the place in the hierarchy of life that it should be.
Dr. Duke Redbird is a fascinating elder who was a trailblazer back in the 60s and 70s, making sure Indigenous people were able to play folk festivals across this country, some of which I've played over the years. He was also an arts and entertainment reporter in Toronto way back when, and I encourage you to look him up at adaytolisten.ca.
A Day to Listen 2022. Find more Indigenous stories, art, and culture at adaytolisten.ca.
to free the lake. I will say, spring coming right along. Oh, about a nice way to ask her for a song. So I asked the mountain if she might want to move me. She said, tell the rivers to wake up the lake. See, rivers take it from sky into home base. And yellow belly hawks know how to kill taste. Singing for the spring is like kissing pretty things. And changes like fire, changes like rain. Birch bark and maple and seas of black hair. Sing, raven, sing, show, show, now fill the air.
out there who ain't seen it yet. His blood is cold, he's living lies forever told by his ancestors 500 years ago. Yeah, said it, got my peoples getting restless, making money off our land and we ain't even on the guest list. Carry on traditions of a racist ass pilgrim, and I know you really love it when my people play the victim, cause it makes it seem like we're falling under pressure. But we up to bat now, no more playing catch up, cause we see the bigger picture that we have to catch up. See how quick we get together, man, we out to get ya. You can lock us in jail and throw away the key, take away my rights, but you ain't stopping me, cause I've been quiet for too long, it's time to speak. We gotta stand for something to keep us free. I'm out on the moon. Aggravated, my people saying chill. I feel my heart breaking, but I don't need your pills. I need my people strong, with hearts of many men. He letting women die outside of the parliament. Opposition's only siding for their benefit. The only ones we really got is us, and that's so evident. Before you take a stand, remember to get educated. Once you understand the message, go and share it with your neighbors. Basically, we getting taken hostage for our land. Do we sell it out for profit? Now they got the upper hand. But trust me, we can stop it. I'm thanking the four sisters. Dear Mr. Harper, we all coming and get you. And we won't stop for nothing. We're bringing all of our cousins and we getting educated. So this fighting ain't for nothing. Stand up for your people. Our time for power is coming. I'm a full-blooded native. Believe me, I'm proud of it. Hey. You can lock us in jail and throw away the key. Take away my rights, but you ain't stopping me. Cause I've been quiet for too long, it's time to speak. We gotta stand for something to keep us free. I'm out on the moon. I'm out on the moon. I'm out on the moon. Yeah, I'm out on the moon.
You are the spark that's starting a fire that will spread across this land. And it will be a fire that doesn't burn, but a fire that cleanses. A fire that ignites in our hearts and creates light. No more living in darkness. Our time now is to be light in the world. Everyone who is here today, you are a spark that will ignite 1,000 more people.
The compound was on fire. critics never hid their perspective. Perspectives of land would rather see us disappear. Recyclable prayers. The people. This is my body, which is given for you. The people. This is my blood. The people. We are not a conquered people.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of rock and roll radio blasting on the stereo. This is the one, so come on, fun somewhere, fun you. And that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.